These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
Okay.
Yeah. Do they actually get married?
I wouldn't recommend
though?
It. Some of them do. Yeah. Some of them do. It's weird. It's weird. All right, everybody. Dustin here with the Top 6 Podcast. I'm joined by my two younger brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say what's up, baby boys.
What up? What up, everybody?
What's up? What's up? How's it going? Welcome. I'm excited for this one. I'm hyped.
Yeah, it's cool. We had to kind of throw in a, I don't know if it was a clause. We may have an M&M clause Article 23 situation here because you can have a certain person, but they also might be part of a group or a faction.
Mm.
So real quick, before we get started with the top six wrestling entrances tonight, just wanted to mention at Top 6 Podcast on Twitter and on TikTok. We are on TikTok now. One of our videos got over 20,000 views, so it's blowing up. So our YouTube feed is going to be up and running after this recording. Due to technical difficulties, the first one isn't going to be on, not the first one, but Top 6 Cheeses isn't going to be on YouTube and everything. It's on Spotify and all that. You can listen to the audio. But I think we got all the kinks worked out, right, Jordy? You're not going to fuck
yeah,
this one
up? Yeah, we
did.
We had some technical difficulties last week, but we got it all figured out.
All right.
It's all good.
Cool. Is your phone turned sideways?
It's sideways. I don't have my AirPods in.
All right.
So
good.
They weren't fully charged last week.
Good.
And my phone was not tilted.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's totally fine.
Everybody, see if he keeps it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Search Top 6 Podcast on YouTube. We'll be on there. Hoping to get this up by the weekend and everything. It depends on what I'm doing and, you know, when I can throw together the edits and everything. So, shout out to Baby Bro Weasel for helping me learn Adobe Premiere. I'm learning that as we go. And let's just talk about your business right now. CVB Media is our main sponsor.
Yeah.
We're big time podcast sponsor. Chad, go ahead and plug. I'll give you 25 seconds. Go ahead.
CVB Media, we do videography, and yeah, we're teaching the big bro a little video editing, which you'll see on the YouTube channel. Subscribe and also comment because we want to hear what your lists are. So, or if we got it wrong or whatever, but yeah. Do video, it's powered by CVB Media. I like that. So check it out.
That's
on YouTube,
right,
baby.
That's right. So yeah, let us know. So as we mentioned before, we're going to be doing the top six wrestling entrances. So we had a little bit of a discussion before this. I wanted to do just theme songs, and I did go over to the other side because I was just listening to the theme songs. Some of them aren't super, but having the added gravitas of the wrestler really adds to the whole entrance. Yeah. So top six wrestling entrances. So
yeah, when no
I
one's
mentioned the clauses.
Listening to Kane's freaking entrance song. Like,
yeah, you're not going to want to play Bill Goldberg's theme on your playlist.
No.
Yeah. You sit down.
But if you if you see the video of him going out and backstage and the whole presentation of it, you're going to get pumped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay, we're sitting down for a nice dinner party. Let me grab my vinyl of Jeff Jarrett's theme song and play it. It's like, they're not great songs. You need the circumstance. Some are great. We'll get into that, but
I don't know if any wrestler has a dinner playlist worthy song.
Maybe Val Venus. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, after party theme.
Yeah. Sure. You might not eat. Yeah. You might be getting down and dirty real quick before the appetizers come in. Oh,
that's true. Yeah, hit it in the coat room, you know.
Yeah. All right. So if you're not familiar with how this format works, so we each will give the top six wrestling entrances, each of our own, and then we'll discuss a little bit and we'll come to an ultimate top six wrestling entrances. But as Little Bro mentioned, let us know what yours is on Twitter. Hit us up at Top Six Podcast. TikTok, you can do it as well. Comment on YouTube. You know, that's going to help us out. So
there's a lot of wrestlers out there, you know. Let us know.
Exactly. There's a ton of wrestlers. So we do have – I've got – after we're all done, I did get a submission on Twitter from Lance Baker on his Top Six Pod – or Top Six Wrestling Entrances and everything. So
there you go. Yeah.
Lance Baker from Otto Eldred. So, yeah, shout out to Lance on that. We'll get to that after we're done. But the way we start this, who gets to go first? We get to do a trivia question between me and the Little Bro Weasel. Jordy always does a trivia question. They're not always the best, but I have faith in them. Last week's was a little tough. Jen Sturger.
That was my favorite trivia question so far.
Yeah. Great. All right. Have at her, bud. Have at her.
All right, guys. Here we go. I know both of you guys are pretty well-versed in movies, so one of you should get this. In the film The Shawshank Redemption, how many years in prison does Red spend before being paroled?
Is this a Price is Right situation? Or just closest?
No, you have to get the right amount of years.
45.
55.
40.
All right. So another
one.
Yeah, I got two more.
40 years.
I'm a little disappointed.
Morgan Freeman, baby.
Wow. All right. Question number two. What type of tree killed Sonny Bono?
I'm going to go ahead and say...
I didn't even know he died.
I'm going to say an oak tree. An oak tree.
He was skiing. Chad, what's your guess?
Pine tree.
Chad, did you say pine?
Yep. I said pine tree.
You're correct, Chad.
Yes, pine tree. Back, baby. Oh, I'm back. And it's ironic I beat Dusty because guess what I got right here. I was only going to bust it out if I won the trivia question. It's appropriate.
Oh, yeah. So for those wondering, Chad's got the fantasy football championship belt that I actually won this year. So I won it last month. So he'll be handing that off to me. Next time I see him, I'm going to snatch that and I'm going to hit him over the head with it. Knock him out.
I don't know if you're going to want to
knock your ass out.
I'm done with it.
All right, Weasel. So you're up first for top six wrestling entrances. Yeah.
Here's a trivia. Who's the wrestler that did this? Ready? Anything happens to this, coming for it. When he gave the ref his belt. Didn't Razor Ramon do that with the toothpick?
I don't remember. You know
what I'm talking about? I can't see you anymore.
Whatever. All right, my number six. Let's see here. I'm just going to say it the way he comes out. Ultimate Warrior!
Wow, okay. Shake. You got to shake something. You're scratchy.
See, that's what I'm talking about,
shake,
you know?
Shake it.
See, like him coming in, his what he does with the ropes is part of the entrance, all right? Number five, I just always liked it. Honestly, it might be my favorite song on my list. So the theme might be my favorite. It's Triple H. Motorhead song comes out. He does the nice, slow, methodical, just... brooding, and then you got the water spit, and he's
the
just
water
like,
spitting, yes,
yeah, spitting out his steroids, you know. Triple H, he's been around forever, and he always kind of upped it for WrestleMania. You like ride that pimped out tricycle coming down with, yeah. But number four, I've got another one that a pose really does it, and just the attitude, and it's Chris Jericho. Y2J.
That's a good one.
Just the song is good, and the iconic just arms out facing away from the crowd. So like early Jericho, you know. And he's just such a jerk. I love it. Number three, I didn't necessarily watch this guy at all but I was well aware of his entrance, and I've seen his entrances on videos. And I don't count this as a theme song because it wasn't really made for him, but it's Sandman from ECW.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
where he's in the crowd and he's like smashing the coat, pouring it over chicks and then motorboating them, and freaking Enter Sandman by Metallica's playing. Just, and he's got the stick, the bamboo kendo stick. And he's just, yeah. Oh my gosh, he would not be safe on television.
All the videos I watched of him, because I you know, clearly did research, he had a cigarette. He had a cigarette every time. And he would just stare. And it was a little too long of an entrance, but he would never go down the aisle. It would just be, where is he? Where is he? Where is he?
Oh, he's up there. He's up there. He's just motorboat somebody. Just, yeah. All right. That was number three. Number two, beer is also involved, but this is just classic. Stone Cold Steve Austin, the double beer crack and foam pour. You know, he probably only got one drink out of both beers, technically, because it's nothing but foam. But, man, just when you hear the glass, it's your ass. So that's number two, Stone Cold. And number one, I'm going to do it the way he did, where, you know, someone's out there in the ring and it just goes... I didn't cut out, guys. Undertaker, number one. What a funeral procession coming down, and you're dead. I'm talking dead man Undertaker, not rolling. That one was fun too, but yeah.
I think we know which one you're talking about.
The Dead Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, what a great, just, I love horror stuff, and it's just done so well, and he's one of the greatest of all time to begin with. And I mean, just the way the lights go out, you know, and then you just see him with the smoke and then the eye, and I can't even do it. My baby does it when he drinks like 6-5 ounces of milk, just like
little teddy drunk.
Number six.
Dusty, you said, it was Limp Bizkit, not Kid Rock for the rolling theme.
Yeah. Same thing.
No, it's not.
Same person.
All right, Chad, run them back. Run your top six wrestling entrances back.
All right,
back,
I'll run it
folks.
Back the way Ultimate Warrior ran down to the ring. Number six, Ultimate Warrior. Number five, Triple H. Number four, Y2J, Chris Jericho. Number three, Sandman. Number two, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Number one, the Dead Man, Undertaker.
There's a surprising one not on your list, Chad.
I think I know which one you're talking about, Jord. Pretty
probably
sure.
Probably on my I think it took one quick witness view again of the Ultimate Warrior, and I was just like, I have to. Yeah, that is so awesome. He's crazy. But
I think me and Jordy may have the same one on our list that is surprised, that'll be surprising to people. I think we both have it, and I'll tell you which one after we're done here, after you go, and then my rapid fire goes. I think we're going to have a similar list. So go ahead, Jord.
All right, guys. Chad, we're matching sixes here. This one screams of cocaine and steroids, just pure energy.
Yeah,
the Ultimate Warrior.
It's like you catch a wild animal and like put it in a room because you don't know what to do. It's just like...
Hair tassels flying everywhere. My God.
Dude, it's like Tom Cruise, how he runs in every movie. Multiply it with cocaine and steroids.
Oh, God.
It's awesome. I love it. All right, number five. I mentioned this theme or entrance earlier. They follow him backstage like he's a psycho getting escorted. Bill Goldberg. Just pure, just
man
beef.
Very testosterone-fueled list you got going here so far.
I mean, I'm not going to sit down and listen to that theme song, but I'm going to watch the entrance and get pumped.
Yeah. What did he need bodyguards for?
Intimidation.
Like, he's just a threat to society. He's such a threat to society.
Oh,
he needed a whole group
they're
of
protecting
to escort
us from him.
Yeah.
All right.
He doesn't want to go off the rails, you know.
He's like Hannibal Lecter, but...
Also, look at the videos from back in WCW in the 90s when go look at some of the security guards that were protecting us. They're like 70 years old.
They're like, give me a count.
Yeah, they look like Chad. Anyway, number four. All right, guys, this reminds me of that time we were at a bar in Rochester. There was a drink named after this legendary hunk. He should have made our top six hunks list. No. Ravishing Rick Rude. Chad, you didn't have anything for the ladies. You got to put this on the top six list, Chad. Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yeah,
amazing.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, Sandman motorboated.
And then his whole speech, the whole speech and show he would do before the actual match, too. He would call out all the sweat hogs in the crowd and just say how all the women are just drooling over him.
Cut the music.
So if Bill Goldberg is a weight room, then Rick Rude is a like a sweat room, like a sauna.
I think he's a changing room at a department store with a camera in it. That's probably
these wrestlers were rooms
with
yeah.
the heat with the heat cranked up and just sweat dripping off you as you change your clothes.
So sweaty, Jordy. That's a good one.
Thank you, Dust.
I feel like you may be able to just riff off one of his speeches before he goes. After he says, "Cut the music," I'm gonna need you to shut your sweat, you know, while I take off my robe. And yeah, it's just so silly and funny. It's awesome. I love it.
Hey, the wives had to watch too sometimes, so you know.
Yeah, you got to have something for the ladies.
Well, they always showed the ladies on camera. They always showed women like, "Wow, look at."
Yeah,
they never seen anything like that in their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going home to people that look like Chad, and then look at Rick Rude.
They wouldn't come home to me. I would be there. I'd be watching them, honestly. Just keep going.
Good pick.
All right, number three, guys. Chad, this was your number one. Taking a turn to the dark side here. Legendary. Once that bell hits, it just sets the whole mood for the match, The Undertaker.
It's one of those gimmicks that stuck. I feel like back in the day, there were like the garbage man or the carpenter or like, you know, but the Undertaker.
Repo
but
man.
Earthquake, typhoon.
Yeah.
But the Undertaker stuck, you know.
It did. It did. And if you think about the name, The Undertaker, it's kind of weird. Like there's a dude called The Undertaker, like The Undertaker, but it took The Undertaker. Taker.
Yeah.
It takes, you know, takes lives.
That's right.
Yeah, And all just right. This whole entity takes his time. It's such a theatrical thing. It's so good. Nice pick.
Sometimes it can get drawn out, but it's still legendary.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah. All right, number two. Once the glass hits, it's your ass. Number two, Stone Cold.
Man.
I mean, legendary.
Also, was he our first number one? Ever?
No, that was Steve Jobs.
I think that was Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, it was Steve Jobs.
I think Stone Cold was number two, though.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, man. Stone Cold coming in number two. Hey.
Shout out to episode one, I believe. Go back and listen to episode one, everybody. Top six Steves. Stone Cold makes an appearance. So does Steve Winwood.
And he still gets probably the loudest pops in wrestling whenever he makes his comebacks. I mean, everyone's just on their feet.
Yeah. Well, there's a rumor he's coming back at WrestleMania to possibly wrestle Kevin Owens.
That would be awesome. I don't know if he's going to wrestle.
He's not going to wrestle. He's going to stun someone, maybe multiple people.
Okay.
Like that time he stunned like 30 people in a row.
It should be like a guest referee or something like that. And just stun everybody.
He'll stun one person and then buy another 400 acres down in Texas for his ranch.
That's right. Jordy, I think I know who your number one is. Go ahead.
Chad, why the hell didn't you have this on your list? Do you know where I'm going, Chad?
I think so, but I don't want to be
wrong. I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
Dude, it's so catchy, so fitting. The sexy boy himself, HBK, Shawn Michaels. What a show he puts on.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's like,
what a sexy boy. Just the way he struts his tight little ass everywhere. The theme song is catchy. That's a song that I would put on my playlist. I need to start adding that to my playlists.
It's hard to find it on Amazon. You have to like watch it on YouTube. But yeah,
it might be on Apple Music. I'll have to check.
Yeah, it's like Ravishing Rick Rude, but it's up it's a level.
Ups it a notch.
Yeah,
yeah.
Imagine the damage they would do in a city like Rochester.
Oh God!
Wow.
Plus, what's the other one's name, Chad? You mentioned him earlier.
Val Venus.
Those three right there.
Oh, I don't know why I said Rochester. Crotchester, maybe. I don't know.
There'd be a tsunami in Rochester.
All right, Tom, we'll run it back.
Yeah, run it back.
Number six.
Good list.
Number six, Ultimate Warrior. 5, Goldberg. 4, Ravishing Rick Rude. 3, Undertaker. 2, Stone Cold. 1, HBK, Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
All right. All right. Mm. Jordy, our lists are similar. Not going to lie. There is one. Oof. There's one that you guys didn't have that I get it. I get it. But I felt like I had to have them on there. So, all right. So I'm going to do a rapid fire. And then we can discuss. And we'll figure out the ultimate top six wrestling entrances list. And again, those of you listening and watching, go to @Top6Podcast on Twitter, TikTok. Did you guys know that the majority of people that use TikTok now are over 30? So it's not just for young people, just to let you know. Hmm. So, all right. So let me go ahead and do my top six wrestling entrances. Heck yeah. Well, balls. You're 29. So you don't count. All right, boys, my top six wrestling entrances. Number six, the Ultimate Warrior. Whoa. Number 5.
We all have the same six, so that has to be number
5. We all had the same six. So, number 5, Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ooh.
You know what? Scratch that. Number 5, Hulk Hogan. Number 4, Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ooh.
Number 3, The Undertaker.
Wow. This is the
number
the
2,
sweat
Stone Cold.
Holy shit.
Number 2, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Number 1, HBK. So,
pretty much the same list.
And I don't know if it was a switch mid list that I did there. So that's got to be a new clause. We'll call it the sweat clause.
Isn't that the John Goodman one too? Though,
I think that was after the break. Hold on, the Goodman clause. Damn. The ability to change one of your top six ranks after the break and replacing that selection with another.
Mm.
So you can actually just fully replace it. So
teams of lawyers have gone over this, for those who don't know our clauses.
Yeah.
It's very legit. So, but
yeah, I'll do a video one day.
Something.
So yeah. I'll do a video one day on clauses. So
if you want to introduce a new clause like that, I mean,
it's the sweat clause. Because I switched.
His sweat just like slipped down into number 4, didn't he? Just like you couldn't.
Yeah, I felt like he needed more love.
Yeah.
Ravishing Rick Rude needed more love.
I would take him over Hogan for sure. Over Hulk Hogan. You know, Hulk Hogan's got the hype and classic American sort of, you know, that stuff. Yeah. But Rick Rude's becoming a show favorite. I can see it.
Hey Chad, I'm not gonna alert you. This isn't to scare you, but I'm getting a message that says your camera is disabled, but it's still being recorded. I think it says because of internet quality issues. Just to let you know.
I mean, it looks good on my side. It says recorded.
It still says it's being recorded, so I'm gonna trust the platform. So it's all good. I can still see Jordy. I can still see me. So I can still hear you.
Nothing changed. It says uploading. So, okay. Keep going.
Right.
Keep going.
So let me run my list back. Okay. Top six wrestling entrances. My list, number 6, Ultimate Warrior. Number 5, Ravishing Rick Rude. Number 4, Hulk Hogan. Excuse me. I fucked that up. Number 6, The Ultimate Warrior. Number 5, Hulk Hogan. Number 4, Ravishing Rick Rude. Number 3, The Undertaker. Number 2, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And number 1, The Heartbreak Kid, Shawnee Michaels, just a sexy boy. Chad's video is back on my end, so we are good. All right, boys, let's just start this out. Before we start with the question that I had for you, let me go ahead and give Lance Baker's top six. Okay, it won't take me very long. So his number 6 is The Undertaker. Number 5, the NWO Wolfpack.
The Wolf Pack.
Number 4, Stone Cold Steve Austin. 3, The Hulkster. Number 2, The Rock. And number 1, HBK, Shawn Michaels. So,
HBK, everybody loves him except Chad.
Chad doesn't like it. My thing is, I've seen videos where he's got those glasses and the mullet, and he's just like, you know, prancing down.
Yeah, I thought that's who inspired you to get that mullet, Chad.
No. Rick Rude had a mullet, didn't he?
Chad, you're scratching.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Sorry, I'm excited. So I watched Shawn Michaels when he didn't. It was the same song. Great song. Definitely a contender for my list. But he didn't do the. I saw him like in his second phase or after DX even, you know, where he toned it down a little. He was kind of more of a veteran good guy and like, you know.
He still did the whole display and showmanship of it, though. Maybe he didn't prance around as much, but
yeah, I mean, I've seen it, so I don't. I'm not arguing. He's gonna be. He'll probably be number one. I'm the only outlier here, so. And he was an honorable mention.
Well, you have the Undertaker rolling. You have Undertaker rolling on yours, so.
Not rolling. What? No, I have
what you said.
The Dead Man, which I think should be number 3. I think Undertaker should be at least number 3. Stone Cold was 2s all across.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we at least have number 6 in because we all had the Ultimate Warriors number 6.
Ultimate Warrior number 6.
I did want to ask you guys about Hulk Hogan. Do you guys what? I just feel like the song not so much. I mean, yeah, once you hear it, I am a real American, but just his whole presence with the crowd is
getting
very
the crowd pumped up,
ripped
beforehand.
His shirt. Yeah, that's like a classic.
The ear, the hand of the ear, the flexing. Ripping the shirt. I mean,
ripping the shirt.
I don't know how he can't be on this list because of just his popularity. But
yeah, that's true.
But maybe we go a little bit different here. We don't have to, you know. I like Rick Rude could be higher than where we have him. I mean, maybe we convince Chad to drink a little bit of sweat here, get a little Rick Rudiness in here, bud. You know,
man. So number 6 is Ultimate Warrior. So we're fighting for 5 and 4, right?
Yeah. So we can make Stone Cold number 2 because we all had him at number 2, didn't we?
Yeah, everybody. Even
we all had him at number 2,
right?
So
yeah. So I mean,
we did.
Yeah, he's
Chad,
number 2
Triple
again.
H, one number.
He has 2 silver medals in the top 6 pantheon. Wow.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Where'd you have Triple H?
Jeff? I had Triple H, Jericho, Sandman. Did you guys ever consider Ric Flair? Just the cockiness?
it is pretty good with the robe and
the feathers
the
and
grand.
Just epic. Yeah, very grand. He's just above everybody. It's so funny. And I picked Jericho.
He wasn't
of
on
attitude.
He wasn't on my honorable mention. I mean, I've got.
Yeah, he was way more entertaining in the ring.
Yeah. So I had Sandman on my list, honorable mention. John Cena, you can't deny the first couple bars of his song.
Yep.
Everybody knows it. And he does the same thing. He goes down, he salutes, he takes off the hat, sprints towards the ring. Like, that's
one of
the newer
that was
wrestler.
One.
I mean. It's good. And then also, I have to mention this because we didn't mention them and we don't have a tag team on here. What a rush. I can't even do it. Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Good theme song. I mean, they came out with the
shoulder pads
spikes.
But they didn't really interact with anybody. It was just
they didn't do much.
See, I think Sandman has a good contention for at least number 5 because then we get a eventually WWE bought everything, but originally it was a separate, it wasn't WWE. So getting like a separate, we don't even have any WCW representation, you know, like.
See, does it
a
matter though
thing.
that was a, does it matter?
But he came
that
out from the crowd.
Popular song.
He was just nuts. I don't know. I think the song, I don't think it's cheating necessarily because he used Metallica, you know. I think it's more of the way he came in is different than everyone we mentioned. He didn't even use the ramp. I thought about Sting too. Thought about Sting for that reason.
Sting from the rafters.
So let's start our go over our top six list, our ultimate top six wrestling entrances. So here's a proposal. Chad had The Undertaker at number one. Jordy and I had them both at three. You want to put him at three? I mean, that seems pretty fair because we already...
Yeah, Stone Cold number two.
Yeah, The Undertaker, I just love... Probably my favorite part of his entrance is when the silhouette catches his whole... Or the light catches his whole silhouette.
Yeah.
And you just see the, like, ring of his hat.
The smoke.
When he's walking down.
Oh, yeah. And also... A great part of his entrance is the reaction of who he's wrestling, especially if they if he surprised him, because it's not just like, oh, it's like, I'm dead. Like, I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to die. And he's here to take me. Like, it's so, like, there's some good ones that are like.
Yep.
You know, just. Oh, shit.
Exactly. But
people did that with Stone Cold, too. So that's a good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good 1, 2, 3 right there. They're all different vibes, too, if you think about it. So.
Oh, they absolutely are. And, you know, I think Jordy said it, the Undertaker gets drowned or gets drawn out a little bit. Yes, but that's what it is. I mean, that's what it is. So, all right, so we've got three of our slots filled. Ultimate top six wrestling entrances list. Number six, the Ultimate Warrior, because we all had him there. Cocaine riddled, running, sprint to the ring, tassels, hair flying, shaking the ropes, him doing his little weird, when he pumps his fists like this, his hips kind of go too. It's like a, it's like he's doing a standing crunch, like, like it's weird. But, all right, so number three, The Undertaker, two, Stone Cold Steve Austin. So let's talk about Rick Rude. We got to have him in here, I feel like, at number four or five.
We have to.
Chad?
The only one on my list I will fight for, I guess, it's different, is Sandman.
Okay.
But I think Rick Rude should be on this list, too. Yeah. Because we all had the Rochester drink.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that was a great.
So Genius Jordy bartender. Great idea.
Yeah.
That guy.
Jordy mentioned it earlier. So we all went to Rochester a couple years ago to watch a WWE event. And after we went to a bar, we walked like fucking 6 miles. But anyway, we went to a bar and up on the chalkboard, the bartender had, if you do the Ravishing Rick Rude dance, you get a free drink called the Ravishing Rick Rude. And it was like a purple fruity drink, but basically, I don't know if, Jordy, you might be able to do it if you step back. People can see you. Show people the Ravishing Rick Rude dance. Hopefully you have your pants on.
Yeah. Imagine a mustache just not, don't imagine that. Imagine like a, you know, mustache cut, just sweat hog hunk.
Yeah, he was a good-looking guy. You could tell he was just a, you know, he doesn't wait for the girl to finish. He just gets done and says, whatever, you should have done it first. And
I'm going to work out.
You know, he throws her his shirt that he took off and says, clean up and get out of here. And then, I mean, he was a good-looking guy. Just he had about a 16-pack of abs. But I think we put him at number four. What do you think?
Yeah, he's got to be on the list. He's got to be.
Put him in number four. Yep. So then could completely change gears here now with Sandman.
So should we get it out of the way? Number one should be HBK?
HBK, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm disappointed you didn't have him, Chad.
I think I did earlier. I also had Ric Flair earlier, too. But
Jordy,
the
song what's your favorite,
is so good.
What's your favorite lyric from the song that you can think of?
Probably I'm not your boy toy.
Yeah. I like,
I'm just a sexy boy.
I like when he says, hands off the merchandise.
Damn.
Hands off the merchandise.
See, he sang it himself too. You got to give him props, you know, him and John Cena.
Yeah. Sensational Sherry originally sang it, and then they re-recorded it with HBK.
Oh, yeah?
And then, from what I saw, Jimmy Hart is the high-pitched voice in that song.
Oh, shit.
Just a sexy boy, sexy boy.
Oh, man.
Pretty sure it's Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South. All right, so we got number five. So, okay, Goldberg, Sandman, Jericho and Triple H I'm out on. I didn't really...
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels just like...
I have Goldberg on mine, but I could throw a bone for an outsider one like Sandman.
I'd be willing to throw a bone to Sandman.
Just for something completely different.
Dude, he looks
literally
crazy.
Got HBK. Coming from outside, yeah. And just...
Yeah, we need like an absolute psycho on the list.
He
is. We have a dead man. We got two ladies, man. We got Badass and Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And, we have crazy and
a wild animal.
Warrior. Wild, loose.
Feral.
Animal.
Yeah. A feral.
Yeah. We need a complete
coyote
psycho
running
down
the road.
Yeah. Now
ring.
We need one that doesn't play by the rules. Like Ultimate Warrior doesn't play by the rules, but he doesn't know that he's not playing by it. He just is instinctual, just he's got rabies, basically. And
yeah, he just air humps his way to victory.
Yeah, but
yeah, coming from the stands,
but
Sandman's
like
the first one that ever did that.
Sandman's like, I'm not being part of your team. He's got the stick and just like, you know, oh my god, imagine him and Stone Cold like just hanging out. Jeez.
Yeah,
be awesome.
So but, yeah, I'd okay, be good with I'd be good with Sandman at number five. So I think we're done. I think we have our ultimate top six wrestling entrances list. Number one. HBK, Shawn Michaels. Number two, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Number three, The Undertaker. Number four, Ravishing Rick Rude. Number five, The Sandman. Number six, The Ultimate Warrior. And I'm going to need to have you do something right now. All of you podcast listening sweat hogs can piss right off. You make me sick. Go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe. Jordy, do you want to do a Rick Rude promo right now or what?
Listen, all you sweat hogs out there in McKean County, the top six boys are going to steal your girl, take her home, make her clean up the mess, then go hit the gym. Because you don't look like this without being ravishing.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it. Top Six Podcast on Twitter, TikTok. Look us up on YouTube. Peace.
Peace.